And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Uh-oh. No. Our DDD, first one coming off the press, hot right off the press, our fake Jesus face. Oh, my, that doesn't sound good. Plus, God likes to keep it real. We'll review a portrait in process, and we'll wind it down with this truth. There is freedom in patience.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Now, some people have asked me, why don't you do more politics? So I have a question to ask. Do you want to hear more politics so that you think your side is winning, or you think the other side is bad, or you think that your team is going to take the advantage? Or would you rather hear about the real winners of existence in the universe, God in his kingdom? So this hour, no politics. We stick with the winners. Plus entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for some kind of conversation, because it's not professional radio. It's just a newspaper with a volume button. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. It's the funny sections. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we're coming back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
There are times that young Christians will say something that really gets to me. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. They're so excited about God's Word. They're starting to understand the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they blurt out, hey, I'm ready to take on the devil. When that happens, I'm liable to grab them by the collar and tell them, hey, don't say that. You're dealing with death. You're dealing with a power you have no knowledge of. Be sober. Be smart. Be on the alert. Faith and prayer need to be your partners in any confrontation with the devil. And it doesn't hurt to remind yourself that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Each
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should let somebody know somewhere that you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. You are welcome to do so. You're also welcome to go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience there. We pretty much it's the Facebook posts. Every once in a while, I'll post a unique picture. You know, like my wife when she had the turkey in the tub. That was pretty funny. Or different things like that. I did receive yesterday a photo from my son and my daughter-in-law regarding my grandson. And when we were talking about the procedure that he went through on the circumcision, they had taken him, laid him down, and put their smartphone right next to him. And it was on KPRZ. It was on our app. And it was on at 2:13 when I was talking about him, because you can see the time right on there. And he's sitting there, and he's got his little fist by his chin like he's going, as he's hearing me talk about him. And they sent me that photo. So that's going up pretty soon. I'm just trying to figure out how to do a few things with that. But that's like a legendary photo. That's like my grandson listening to Grandpa going, Grandpa's talking about me right there. This is the first time I'm getting some fame and recognition, and it won't be the last. Probably not, Carter Bear. Probably not. Anyhow, let's get into our teaching. We don't have a sound for this, correct? Or we do have a sound. We have a sound for this. This one's called Our Fake Jesus Face. Let's go with it. What do you got for me?
Take off your mask. Take off your mask.
That's perfect. Take off your mask. All right. Was that from a Star Trek? Was that from that one character?
I have no idea.
I think it is. All right, here's what it says. Jesus, Matthew 23:27-28 says this. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Ooh. There are no less than 14 and maybe 17. I think there's 17, but other people say 14. Times in Matthew chapter 23 when Jesus says something not very positive to the teachers of the law, the Pharisees and the scribes. In this particular portion, he pretty much lays it out. He says, you know, on the outside, you appear to people as though you're righteous, but you're just full of wickedness. It just ain't true. And you hearken back or you think back to 1 Samuel 16:7, where the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height. I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So this outward appearance is how humanity looks at one another. It's the image. Remember Andre Agassi and the canon campaign where image is everything, image is everything? That hasn't changed. In society, in humanity, in worldliness, image is everything. That's what it is. That's why we have people that will put themselves in spiritual positions and they're like, oh, I'm perfect. I never do anything wrong. It's like, dude, you do many, many, many things wrong, like all of us. That's why we have grace. That's why we have mercy. And when we go around and do kind of our, you know, are wearing a mask, and so, you know, it was a great play that Tugboat Todd did, because it's like, you know, take off that mask. That word for hypocrite is hypocrites, or hypocritis, and it means wearing a mask. And in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 2, verse 5, verse 16, he says, you know, you're wearing a mask when you're giving. You're wearing a mask when you're praying. You're wearing a mask when you're fasting. These are all things that Jesus condemns, every one of these a religious activity, every one of these a spiritual happening. And yet people are false imaging through these things. I'm just so hesitant sometimes to talk about this, but remember going to the church. We'll not name the name of the church. I was in Flagstaff, Arizona. Walked in. It was a very difficult morning, a very difficult day. I had a child that was sick, and the person who was attached to ministry said, put on your Jesus face, which I promptly responded, which one? The one while he was being crucified? Because that's kind of how I felt. Now, I'm not trying to besmirch that person trying to keep, you know, things up. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is it can get so ridiculous in the imaging in church or with one another or with ourselves that it's just a mask. My brother wrote an album, and he's got many songs on it. One of the songs is called Unmasked, because many of us wear a mask. You want to know how, right? You want to think, you know, all these ministers that you listen to. You know, there's an image that's built up in your mind. They're perfect. They never do anything wrong. That's what people think about movie stars. They're perfect. They never do anything wrong. I've had a chance to meet a large number of all of these ministers that we have on this show, and they are just as dopey as I am every day of the week. That's the reality. And if you can't know that, if you can't understand that, you've got an idolatry problem going on. You have a whole nother issue. And when you got these movie stars who have zero morals, zero righteousness, and they're the quote-unquote models for kids, and the kids think that they're perfect, you've got idolatry going on. And that's what's taking place. And it's permeating our society. It, you know what? I don't even blame the world. They're not Christians. They don't know any better. They're deceived. But the Christians, we put ministers on pedestals, and then they fail, and somehow in our minds it's like, well, that unravels everything they ever did. Well, let me explain to you biblically why that is stupid beyond dumb. Peter did tons of fantastic things with the ministry of Jesus Christ. He was, in fact, the one who said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He prayed for people. He witnessed to people. People got touched. People got healed. People got saved. People made decisions to follow Jesus. And then at the end of the ministry, just before Jesus dies, Peter denies Jesus. You know what that did not do? It did not unravel the 3 years that Jesus and Peter just spent together and all the work that Peter did. It did not unravel his confession that Jesus is the Christ. It's ridiculous. But in the worldly system, well, he did that wrong, so now everything he does after, everything he's ever done is invalidated. Really? If God did that to you, you would never have one day of validity. Not one. It's not how it works. When the Lord does something in somebody's life, it's fantastic. When we fail, we're falling into that old nature. That does not undo what was done. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. No more than if a surgeon reset your broken arm, and then your arm was fixed, and then a year later, that surgeon got caught drunk driving. He doesn't unset your broken arm. That's absurdity. But that's worldly thinking creeping into the church. False imaging is hurting us. It's hurting what we're putting on our leaders. It's hurting what we're putting on ourselves. It's hurting what we're putting on our kids to look like. After all, we want our kids to look as good as all the other kids in the neighborhood. That's all mask wearing that we're supporting, and it's all sin. All of it. The best that we can do is the most honest that we can be, relying on the grace of God. That's the bend. People say, no, you know, the only way to preach a sermon is by your life. Really? Because Jesus's words are all in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You've never actually seen the direct life of Jesus, yet the life of Jesus changed you by his words. Come on. These arguments are ridiculous. Let's get it straight. We rely on the grace of God. And to project an image that is not the truth is a lie. Oh, maybe we should rest in grace more. Oh, okay, let's do that. We come back, we're going to take it to the next level, and you'll see how much God really doesn't like it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
Just watch that boy go. Just watch that boy go.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Kentucky has passed a bill to protect the right to religious expression in public schools. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The impetus for the bill was a censorship issue that occurred around Christmas time. School officials reportedly censored a scene from A Charlie Brown Christmas, in which the character Linus talks about the true meaning of Christmas. The school in Johnson County censored the scene from the school's Christmas production, according to OneNewsNow.com. A Charlie Brown Christmas was created by Charles Schultz, who reportedly insisted on including the scene in which Linus reads the Christmas story from the Book of Luke in the original airing of the film in 1965. Both the Kentucky House and Senate overwhelmingly passed the religious freedom bill. It now goes to the desk of Governor Matt Bevin, who is known for his Christian faith. Some lawmakers claim that the religious freedom bill was not necessary, since such rights are already protected in the First Amendment. But Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Matt Sharp noted that the recent censorship issue proves that the bill is needed. Sharp said, even though the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that schools can include the Bible and other religious stories and elements as part of the educational process, there was confusion in Kentucky over this play. What this law does is reaffirm what the Constitution says. Lawmakers in Missouri and Indiana are working on similar measures to protect the religious and free speech rights of public school students. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I can tell you right now how that song was written. I wrote it, so I know exactly how it was written. It was in a moment where I needed redemption from the Lord after sinning, after accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And came to the Lord and said, I'm a mess. I need new. And that's how that song was written, because the Lord granted me forgiveness. Here's the thing you got to get, or I want you to catch. You are forgiven from a judicial point of view, but there is something called a walk with God. And when you have the filter gucked up with yuck and mud, it affects that walk. You got to keep the pipes clean. And part of keeping that pipe clean between you and the Lord has a lot to do with your honesty. Not between you and God, because he knows every nuance of deception you have. Between you and yourself. You got to be honest. It's like, oh, wait, I'm not doing this. It's one of the reasons why Tugboat Todd and I will talk, or I'll talk to other people about it. It's like, look, when I read Scripture, I don't sit there and read Scripture and go, I'm doing that, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. I read Scripture and go, whoa, maybe I'm 30 miles away. I thought I was 20. Apparently I'm 30. But that doesn't stop me from going, Lord, help me get closer. That's what I want. That's what he wants. So I make sure we understand this fake Jesus face element, because it's important to understand that God likes it when we keep it real. How much does God like it when we keep it real? I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking about this, but I do want you to catch that this is in the New Testament church. We're going to play a sound. Good sound. You know, stick right there. Then I'm going to play this, and I want you to catch how important God thinks it is. Go ahead.
Keep it real, baby. Keep it real, baby.
There you go. Keep it real. All right. Many of you know this story. I'm going to buzz through it, and then you just tell me where the problem is, because this comes out of Acts chapter 5, after the resurrection, after the ascension, after the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. After all these things take place where everybody's going, well, this is still happening, this is still happening. Really, this is Acts 5 as the church is moving forward. Now, a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With the wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself. He brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Peter said to Ananias, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you've lied to the Holy Spirit and kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you when it was sold? It was your money. And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? Do whatever you want with it. What made you think of doing such a thing? You've not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Ananias and Sapphira sold a piece of property. It's really simple. They sold a piece of land, and they said, wow, we sold a piece of land. We got $1 million for the land. Here, apostles, here is the $1 million we got for the land. Aren't we great? We gave all the money for the land. Except it turns out that the Holy Spirit revealed that he got $1.5 million for the land, kept back $500,000, and lied about it. Why would somebody say they gave everything when they didn't? What would be the reason that you would say you gave more than you gave? Is it possibly to look good? Is it possibly to show that you are as committed and devoted as everybody else? You're sacrificing everything else? Here was God's response to Ananias and Sapphira, trying to project them as more faithful and true than they were. God killed them. That's the New Testament, if you're not sure what's going on.
From San Diego, this is the...
That's the New Testament. What was that? I don't know why you played that. All right. Here's the bottom line. God doesn't like fake. He likes to keep it real, right? That was the first big no-no in the church, by the way. That was a big no-no. And here's how we do it. You think, oh, well, I don't ever do that, Dave. Except you go to church and you give this the SCA. Tugboat Todd, you know what the SCA is?
No.
Standard Christian answer. How you doing? When they say, how you doing at church, what do you say?
Oh, I would say, I'm always good.
Yeah. And people say, I'm good. I'm fine. Fine. How's it going? Fine. I lost my dog. I lost my truck. I lost my job. I lost my wife. I lost my house. I lost my turkey sandwich. How you doing? Fine. It's like, you're not fine. You lost all that stuff. It's how we project. It's like, keeps everybody at a distance. Don't have to go into too much detail. But here's the problem. A real child of God is, get this, this is going to blow your mind. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. Maybe you have. A real child of God is real. In John chapter 1, verse 43 through 49, it says this. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael, told him, we found the one Moses wrote about in the law. Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Nazareth? That's what he said. Nazareth? That's like saying, what? The ghetto? What? He goes, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. Jesus saw Nathanael approaching. He said to him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Here is one of the few times where somebody gets the big props from JC, Jesus Christ, where he says to Nathanael, dude, there is nothing false in you. And you know how you know this is true? Because look at what Nathanael says about Nazareth. Nazareth was not the best place to come from. Think of a city right now in the United States or anywhere in the world where it's like, that's not a great place to come from. You know what I'm saying? Or better yet, that's a great place to be out of. That's kind of like what Nazareth was. And here's Nathanael. Oh, my goodness. He came from a dump? What? The guy was just forward. He didn't hold anything back. It was nothing deceitful, nothing dishonest. He was real, a real child of God just being honest. He wasn't fake religious. He wasn't trying to put on. He didn't do anything to give the presentation or air of fanciness or fakeness. He was like, oh, dude, I was sitting by a tree. Jesus goes, I saw you sitting by the tree. You saw me sitting by the tree, Jesus. Wow. All right, then. That's pretty good, dude. That's pretty hot. I don't know how you did that. How'd you see me by a tree? I was just sitting by. Everybody else, by the way, in the gospel is working. Nathanael, sitting by a tree. This guy's got like a different spirit altogether, right? He's one of the 12. And Jesus said, there's nothing deceitful. There's nothing false. There's nothing dishonest about you. You are what you are. You ever heard people say that? Well, you get what you get. Well, that was true in his case. And Jesus acknowledged it. God likes us to keep it real. Just be yourself. If somebody doesn't like you, it's okay because God still likes you and it's their problem, not yours. They're going to have to learn to like you. You're going to have to learn to love you. They're going to spend eternity with you. We need to keep in mind how important this is. A fake Jesus face is bad. Trying to project that we're something that we're not is bad. But keeping it real is great. Pretending to be something that we're not is an insult to God. It's like saying God's progress in your life is not very good. Ooh, I bet you didn't think of it. In other words, when we pretend to be something that we're not, we're telling God he's not doing a very good job working on us instead of just being who we are. Image is not everything. Projection is not everything. Taking up your cross daily and living for him is everything. We're going to take a short break and then come back and look at the key for us to handle this and get a better approach to it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
If someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest it in others.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional is written by Kayla Ochoa. Kayla writes, Grandpa and Grandma Harris didn't have a lot of money, yet they managed to make each Christmas memorable for my cousins and me. There was always plenty of food, fun, and love, and from an early age, we learned that it was Christ who made the celebration possible. We want to leave the same legacy to our children. When we got together last December to share Christmas with family, we realized this wonderful tradition had started with Grandpa and Grandma. They couldn't leave us a monetary inheritance, but they were careful to plant the seeds of love, respect, and faith, so that we, their children's children, might imitate their example. Kayla continues, in the Bible we read about Grandma Lois and Mom Eunice, who shared with Timothy genuine faith. Their influence prepared this man to share the good news with many others. We can prepare a spiritual inheritance for those whose lives we influence by living in close communion with God. In practical ways, we make His love a reality to others when we give them our undivided attention, show interest in what they think and do, and share life with them. We might even invite them to share in our celebrations. When our lives reflect the reality of God's love, we leave a lasting legacy for others. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I just realized I've been reading it off this piece of paper for like months and months and months, and they have that really big sign up there on the wall. I probably could read it off that sign, couldn't I? Let's see. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Yeah, I guess I could do that. Yeah, it just dawned on me. All right. I never said I was the sharpest spoon in the silverware drawer. All right, we've been talking about our fake Jesus face, and we've been talking about God liking us to keep it real, not like Ananias and Sapphira, much more like Nathaniel, who was honest and had no deceit in him. So I want to give a key to how we kind of deal with that, because as Tugboat Todd and I were talking in the off section, it's hard for people to process it. It's hard for people to do that honesty element with others. It's hard for people to do that with themselves, let alone with others. It's a processing element. So there's a couple of keys that we can use in understanding how to maybe not fully get past the fake Jesus face, but remove some of that fakeness. And that was what we want. We want tools that will help us within Scripture that gives us an understanding of how to go about that. So the first and most simplistic tool, and I'm going to bring this to a close. You got to give me, 5 minutes to kind of set it up so I can bring it to a close. But the most simplistic tool is to understand that God loves us eternally. That's an important process. Jeremiah 31, 1 through 4, at that time declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. And this is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the wilderness. I will come and give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness. The love that God has for us is an everlasting love. That's important to understand for this reason. It's not just that the love that God has for us is eternal. That is certainly a huge part of things, but that's not just the only element. Here's another element. Here's Isaiah 43. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. God loves us eternally, but God also loves us individually. And this is why that is important. To understand that God loves you eternally and to understand that God loves you individually leads us to this key. Ready? And you'll know the first two verses. It's the last verse I want to talk about. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork. We are God's craftsmanship. We are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The reason that we can pull back some of the fakeness is because we are loved eternally. We are loved individually, and we must remember that we are His work. Your life is a partnership with God. But unless the Lord does His part, you will never reflect Jesus Christ. You, made in the image of God, Genesis 1:26, and recognizing that God doesn't make junk, are a workmanship of God. Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You know that God doesn't make junk because His works are great. But you are a work of God. And this is what we don't get sometimes. We are a portrait. We are a masterpiece. We are a picture that is being painted by God. And because He eternally loves us and because He individually loves us, He continually paints our portrait. So you are continually, get this, under construction. You are continually being painted or worked upon. You are continually in that process as He has put colors to you and has an outline to you and puts a frame around you, and your masterpiece is developing, and you are in that process of development. The reason that you don't have to be perfect, or let me rephrase that, the reason that you don't have to be fake perfect is because God's already declared you perfect judicially, and now practically He's making you look like that piece by piece. So you are, in fact, under construction or a masterpiece in the making. While you're in the making, while He's making you this wonderful image, you can understand that He's committed to that process because He eternally loves you and He individually loves you, and your portrait takes time. You don't get to say, whippee, I'm a believer, and now I do everything perfectly, because that's not how it works. How it works is you get to say, whippee, I'm a believer, and now He's going to paint my portrait. And you are under construction, one piece at a time, one progression at a time, one stroke of the paintbrush at a time. So as you look at a painting and you know it takes time, you need to recognize that about yourself. You think God just went, poof, you're done, you're perfect, now you mess up one time, I'm going to kill you. That's what Christians think. I was forgiven, and now I'm perfect, and so if I make a mistake now, I've ruined everything and destroyed all this stuff that God did for me. It's like, no, 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 no. You are declared perfect, and now He's going to paint you to look that way. And it's one stroke at a time. And what we miss is that it's ongoing. You know why you're not all done yet? Because you don't look exactly like Jesus. You think you need some more time for God to work on that in you? Do you think you need a little more time where God's got to kind of chisel away the non-Jesus stuff? Yeah. So he's going to keep doing that from now until either the day you're gone, the trumpet blows, Jesus Christ return, whatever, however that's going to go. He's just going to keep working on you and working on you. And you know why you don't got to be fake? Because he's working on you. And you don't have to sit there and say, I'm perfect. You can say the same thing that he says to you. When somebody says, you know, why aren't you better? You know what I say when people say that to me, which they say a lot. He's working on me. I'm a mess, right? But whose mess am I? But I'm God's mess. I'm the dough, and he's the, you know, he's the potter. I'm the clay, and he's putting it together. And I think mine probably doesn't hold very much water or dirt or anything else. But he's working on me. And if you want it to go faster for me, then tell God to go faster, because I can't make God work on me faster. I can only go along for the ride. I'm not the potter. I'm the clay. You're not the potter. You're the clay. And he's working on you. And what's amazing is that we don't give God any time for this. It's like, come on, or it's just got to be like this, or it should be like this. It's like, whoa. We are not qualified to tell God how he is or isn't doing. He's doing fantastic. He's working on us all the time. We're his masterpiece. By the way, I like that word masterpiece, because portrait sounds like a nice picture, but masterpiece sounds like a classic, doesn't it? It's got that flavor. And you're God's masterpiece that he's creating. So how about taking a deep breath? Stop trying to be perfect. Stop faking it. And just go along with the walk with the Lord. Because he's already made you righteous through Jesus. And now he's just chiseling that out. So I'm sorry that we're not all perfect the way that we all think that we should be perfect, although we don't know any better anyway, so who cares? But he loves you eternally. He loves you individually. You're his work, not yours. You made in the image of God. He doesn't make junk. Yeah, you got a pretty good thing going. I think we could probably rest a little bit more in this process. In fact, we can play that one song out. Don't we have the one painting song out to go out, or do we not do that one? I can't remember if we had that song. I couldn't remember the sound. My fault. But we're going to go out with that, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you the...
Let's decide. Maybe there's a happy tree, evergreen tree. He lives right there. Start with just touching the canvas.
There's a happy tree. I love it. We're going to take a short break and then come back, and I'm going to close it out with the wrap-up and put a bow on it. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What role does God's Word have in your life? This is Jim Garlow. We quote the Bible, we talk about it, but what is its purpose? Hebrews 4:12 has this amazing statement. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The Bible judges you and me. We don't judge the Bible. I can't pick and choose the verse I like and discard the rest. They're not just neat little sayings to put on the refrigerator door. I have to take the whole counsel of God and receive it. Submit to it. Here's the point. As you read and submit to what the Bible says, understanding its purpose, it will make all the difference in your life. Check out more at jimgarlow.com. We'll do our part, keeping you informed at jimgarlow.com.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. How can you know if the Holy Spirit is really at work in your life? Well, that's an important question because it affects your assurance. The Apostle Paul said that one way you can know if you are Spirit-filled is if you speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. The Bible is full of many examples of that. The Israelites praised God after he rescued them from the Egyptians. And the Psalms are filled with songs and praise offered by God's people in every imaginable circumstance. Jesus and the disciples closed the Last Supper by singing a hymn. Paul and Silas sang while they were in prison at Philippi. If you're saved and filled with the Spirit, you should burst forth in praise.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A quick reminder, you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. I want to get right to it because our time in this last segment is usually a little tighter. We've been talking about our fake Jesus face and how that's a bad idea. False imaging, bad idea. Hypocrites wearing a mask, bad, bad, bad. And then we talked about the fact that God likes to keep it real. We can take two great examples, Acts chapter 5, 1 through 11, recognizing that Ananias and Sapphira were judged harshly for projecting a false image, while at the same time Nathanael was praised for just being honest and real. You get the both sides of the spectrum. And then just this last segment, we talked about the reality that we are God's masterpiece, a portrait in process, in progress. I'm like, God doesn't make junk. You're not junk. You've been declared to be righteous, and now he's making that declaration reflective in your very existence. So the last key in this, I think, is this very last little segment, really important, and that's to understand, and this is the one line, to understand that there is freedom in knowing that we are a work in progress. There is freedom in patience with our work of progress. There is a freedom for us. Let me explain and use the passage to explain it. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's simple to understand that God is not finished with us yet, but we take that passage, and some of us will use it for us, and some of us will use it for others. That passage should be used in dealing with every brother and sister in the Lord. We should be patient with everyone. Why? Because we're confident that he who began a good work in you and in your brother and in your sister will carry it on till completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He's not done. He's working on all of us, which requires all of us to exercise patience with one another, including ourselves. There is a freedom in our patience of the Lord's work in our lives. There is a freedom in our patience in the Lord's work in somebody else's life. There is a letting go of this level of expectation that we have put on people that gives us disappointment because they didn't meet our standards, and a recognizing that their development is under God's tutelage in his hands. And we're not supposed to put our astuteness on them, but allow the Lord to work with each child of his as he sees fit, not as we think. You know, God doesn't work on you the same way he works on your neighbor. You want to know why? Here's a hint. Because he's God and you're not. That's why. Because he knows what he's doing and you and I don't. So that's why we don't do that. We just say, all right, Lord, you're doing what you're doing. I'm going to do my best to reflect Jesus Christ. Even if my neighbor is kind of like not the greatest, I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to ask you to help me do it. You see, here's the freedom. In 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18, actually verse 18, it says, we all with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory and are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory. That means that we are glory by glory becoming reflective of Jesus Christ. But there's no shame in that. We're becoming more and more like Jesus in everything we say and do and function in as the Holy Spirit's working in our lives. We don't got to fake anything. We are Christians in progress. We're doing the best we can. And there is a freedom for us, a grace for us in recognizing you're under construction. Instead of beating ourselves up because we don't exactly portray Jesus, maybe we can get on God's plan and work in partnership with God as he makes us look more like Jesus. The whole beating up process, that came out of the garden, but it wasn't intended from the Lord. It was what Satan was working on when he was working on Eve and Adam and Eve working on Satan. It was this whole process of blaming one another and nobody takes responsibility and all this flesh. And all the Lord wanted to do was fellowship. It was just like, way to blow that up. Here's the bottom line. The patience that you have with yourself and with one another will grant you a freedom to walk in the grace and the mercy of God. You don't exactly reflect Jesus in your practical walk, but 10 years from now, you're going to look more like Jesus than you think, and you're going to look the way God wants you to look. So you don't got to fake it. You don't got to put a fake face on. You don't got to do any of that. Just be yourself. Be real. Be honest. Be earnest. Be true. Because that's what God likes. There's nothing wrong with saying I'm a Christian and I'm a work in progress. In fact, it's quite freeing, even as I'm thinking about it now. Well, Dave, you have to do this. You have to be this. You have to do this. I can't do any of that stuff without God. I just can't do any of it. I'm lucky I can get to work on time without God, let alone reflect Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I'll take whatever I can get as the Lord gives it to me. I'm under construction. So are you. You got to take it one piece at a time. And you know, I just have this weird feeling. Tell me I'm crazy. God knows how to build. He knows how to build the earth. He knows how to build the universe. He knows how to build his creation. He knows how to build you. I think I can rest in that. I think I can take a chill in that. Stop putting it on myself and stop putting it on others. And trust, especially when working with brothers and sisters, trust the Holy Spirit at work in those brothers and sisters. The Lord knoweth what he does. Us? Nah, not so much. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back 22 hours, that is. More insanity with Spoonanity, then talk to you.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith.